Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. And I'm out pounding the pavement today, so there's a bit of road noise, sorry. Today I want to talk about the trust factor. Now this is particularly relevant when it comes to building your inner circle of people. You hear me talk about this from time to time, the relationships that we have in our life. A lot of it comes down to trust and loyalty, integrity, making sure that people have the same types of values and beliefs that you do, because I find that when that's the case, you're more likely to gel with somebody, you're more likely to have them in your inner circle. If somebody is at complete opposites to your values and beliefs, it's unlikely that they're ever going to or should be in your inner circle. Because it just doesn't make sense, right? Like I'm very law-abiding citizen, or doing what's right in society is really important to me. Am I likely to have a drug dealer or a criminal in my inner circle, an active one? No, I'm not. Because their values and beliefs don't match with mine. So I believe in doing what's right, they thrive on doing what's wrong. So we're never going to gel. So that's an extreme example. But so I wanted to talk about, how do you work out whether somebody should be in your inner circle? How do you allow somebody to get closer and closer to you? And I guess the thing is, when you're starting out in life, you're connecting with people based on the same likes. If you think out, if I think about my kids and the friends and so forth that they have, well, they connect because they tend to like the same things. And I guess that's then gets closer and closer to the values and beliefs. But of course, we're all on this growth cycle, particularly as children. And the kids are going to be very influenced by the values and beliefs of their parents, and as well as their environment. And of course, everybody lives in a different environment. Everybody has different parents. So there are multiple forces going at play all the time. Now, also because I know just how little focus that the average human puts into their own personal growth and self-development, what actually happens is that most people just stay the same or get worse. They do not grow, they do not change. And so therefore, that means that perhaps when, say, a child is born, that is their peak opportunity to be nurtured in the best possible way. But then because people aren't actively growing and making themselves better, then each day they're forward, their environment could potentially get worse because their parents aren't growing, their parents aren't looking to optimize the experience for themselves, and therefore the kids will suffer as a result of that. And I'm generalizing here, but that's pretty much what happens. So I guess for our kids, it's they might start out as great friends in kinder, and then as time goes by, they find that their values and beliefs aren't aligning as much anymore. And of course, then as the kids grow up, they're then influenced by the different kids that they then associate with. And if somebody is not necessarily on the pathway that perhaps we would say is a better pathway, then you can see that they're going to be negatively influenced by that. So it's a constant journey. And then as we get into adulthood, it's very easy for us, if we're on a success journey, for instance, to, like I went to a big networking event a couple of days ago, and it's very easy to be sucked into this vortex of everybody in the room is like-minded. Well, no, perhaps to begin with, but the more and more events I go to, I realize that, yes, these people want to change, but they're not necessarily anywhere near where you are. And just the more successful you become, I find that the more people want a piece of you, and therefore you need to have the stronger walls, the bigger filters to see who are you going to allow in? Who are you not going to allow in? And then as we get to talking about that inner circle, like for me, I mentioned this a couple of days ago, that anyone that's in my inner circle has been a close contact of mine for 10 years or more. So that's a very simple rule to apply. I say, okay, well, if somebody has been within my proximity and been consistent in showing up, you've built that trust, you've built that integrity, because you can't fake your life over 10 years. And if you know somebody well, you are going to see whether they're showing up authentically, whether there are some breaches of trust, whether there's a loyalty issue, whether they're there for you, whether you have growth-based conversations, or is it just toxic energy and constant complaining and all that kind of stuff, which you don't want to be around. It's very easy to see that over a 10-year period as to whether this is the type of person that you want in your life. And I've had people that in the past that I've thought, I've had them towards my inner circle. If you imagine there's just rings like a tree, and the inner circle is like the, well, maybe if we think about it like a dartboard, and the bullseye is the absolute inner circle. And you're kind of putting people that are not even in the circle, and then maybe over time some people are in the circle, but they're not on the inner circle. What it takes is time to be able to see how are these people showing up. Because it's easy to say something. It's easy to say, yes, I will do this. I will be there for you. I will do this. But then their actions are full of excuses. Like, oh, yeah, sorry, I was busy. I didn't have time to do that. Or, yeah, sorry, I've changed my mind. You see it all the time, particularly when you run a business. And look, I've had... But it happens all the time around you. If you focus on all the different elements of your life, from your utility companies through to other services that you may have in the house, or services that you go to, and people will make up excuses as to why they have behaved a certain way and seek to justify it and seek acceptance from you that that's okay. And so, okay, yep, I understand that, but that's just more fuel for me as to why you're not going to get into the inner circle. Because you have to, I said a few days ago about the shield, you have to protect your inner circle like it's a big chest of gold, your treasure, and that's your time. It's your time. And if you've worked as hard as I have on ensuring that I've removed toxic energy from my life, and that I only spend that time that I want to spend with quality people, because you cannot get that time back. Those non-refundable minutes, you will never get them back. So I want to make sure that I know what I'm doing, right? Most people aren't on a great pathway. They don't know exactly what they want. I've spent a long time getting my life in order, right? So many people don't have their life together. They don't know what it is that they're aiming for. They don't know where they're headed, that it's going from day to day. But I know what it is that I'm doing. I know the people that I want to be spending time with. And if I use yesterday as an example, I think there was 125 people in the room. I've connected with two people that I would like to get to know a little better, to see if these are people that I could put into my dartboard, if you like. But it's going to take them 10 years of consistently showing up, and me consistently watching how they show up and perform and so forth, before they would get anywhere near my inner circle. And that's just the way it is. Like, if I think about my coach, I'm certainly on his radar in a big way, but I've only been there for 6.5 years. And you say, oh, that's a long time. It's not 10 years. And if I was him, I would be using that on me to say, well, most people do not continue to show up like the way that I do. And if I think back to when I first started with my coach in 2018, most of the people that I was around then that were talking a very big game saying, oh yes, and this is what we're going to do, and you know, this is awesome, and let's stay connected, etc., etc., most people just drop away because they can't handle the heat in the kitchen. They can't handle consistently showing up and being held accountable, and will just make up a reason for themselves as to, oh yeah, I can do that by myself. I don't need the coach, or you know, you're too cool for school, whatever it is, and they don't keep showing up. And that's most people. They're never going to make it on my coach's inner circle, or mine for that matter. And so I know it's going to take at least 10 years for me before I would be even close to getting on my coach's inner circle. I'm certainly on his radar, and I consistently show up, and he consistently talks about that, but it still needs more time. And so, look, I've connected with some people just recently, and it's easy to say, oh wow, there's a lot about this person that is strong. It's connecting. Yeah, I'm enjoying conversations, that kind of stuff. But of course, on both sides, I would say it's only going to be time and consistency in showing up. And just like any business type relationship, you've really got to focus on this in your personal life as well. Whether it be your partners, whether it be your friends, and you think about how often are you showing up for them? How often are you being the best version of you for them? You got to be the best for you first. But how often are you showing up for them? Like, how often are you reaching out for no reason, just to see how is someone doing and checking in with them? And you'll notice that it's going to be not 50-50, right? You'll notice that perhaps you're showing up more for someone than they are for you. Now, it's not a competition, but when there are those times where perhaps you really need it, and you know that, say, the other person is aware of that and they don't, then to me, that's one of those things that would say, okay, that's okay. Everybody has stuff on, but it's probably a sign that that person is not going to be in your inner circle, right? That's just the reality of life. Because you will know when it feels right, and that person has built that trust with you and that integrity, and you know, people not asking for things. Like, I saw an example just yesterday with my coach, where this person doesn't even know my coach and has a photo. I was taking all the photos for people just to help out my coach to get it done faster, because people mess around with their cameras and it wastes time. And if you've got like 50, 70 plus people taking photos, an extra 30 seconds here or there, that's half an hour to my coach who's tired, he's had a big day, he wants to get moving. So I just crank it out and say, next. Anyway, there was this person that I just took her photo, and she's trying to do this sales pitch with my coach. It's like, okay, that's zero situational awareness. You don't do that with your coach. You don't even know him. You're trying to sell. So it's like asking somebody to sleep with you when you haven't even bought them coffee or anything. Like, they don't even know you. And yet it happens. It happens a lot. There's just no situational awareness. It's not the right time. And in a photo line, it's absolutely not the right time. So he just kept saying, no, not the right time. I ended up saying to the people behind us, just go and stand next to him, we'll get this person out of here. But it's just really poor judgment, right? So there are people that are like that. They want things from you. They want to use you, and they're not there for the right purpose, right? So it's a, it will take time to work it out. Somebody that may come across as, yeah, they, you connect, they seem really great, you think you could do something with this person, the reality is you're not going to know until the passage of time, the proof in, somebody keeps delivering on what it is that they say they will do. People over-deliver, under-promise. That kind of behavior is going to help you get more into my inner circle. And it's over a long period of time. That's just the reality of it. So think about your intimate relationship. It doesn't just happen just like that. You've got to build that trust. Now, of course, there are plenty of apps that allow you to just connect for sex. You're unlikely to build a really loving, strong relationship there with that person being in your inner circle. Because you're connecting for a particular aspect that you want to achieve for yourself, but it doesn't build trust. It doesn't build that sense of connectedness. And maybe it is the same, a person that's got the similar sorts of values and beliefs as you. It's just not a way that I would ever connect with someone, because it's, my values and beliefs are just different. So trust and integrity. It's gonna take time. Put some little tests out there and just analyze your relationships and see how much are you showing up for people. You might be a bit down in some of those areas where you should be better. And where we become complacent is with our personal relationship, and also our relationship with our kids. We focus on just being busy for the sake of being busy and not showing up as well there. So we need to do better in those instances. And also in our friendships as well. And maybe it's family. And sometimes you realize that the gift in this exercise is knowing that you will be able to eliminate some toxicity from your life. You'll be able to eliminate it, because the more toxic energy, negative energy, unwanted energy, draining energy from your life, the better environment you'll be in your headspace, and you will thrive so much more. So having said all that, I'm not saying don't trust people. I'm saying be slow. Okay, be slow to trust. Be slow. You wouldn't just let a known burglar have the keys to your house. And this is the same. You wouldn't just let anyone randomly have access to your time and your brain, because you know how, or you should know how valuable that is. And I do. So I just have a very, very strict way of determining who I want to spend the time with. Really important. Somebody said to me the other day about, oh, you know, I'd love to spend, you know, 5 minutes with you. And yeah, they got caught up in something else, and I could overhear, you know, who they were talking to and what they were talking about. And I thought, do you know what? This is just going to be a time waster for me. It's not going to be somebody that I'm going to grow from. And that doesn't mean that I don't spend time with people to help them grow. But certainly in the situation that presented itself, it's like, I don't have time for this. I don't want to spend time in that toxic sort of place. And you just get better and better at it the more you observe these things. So be slow to trust, get rid of the toxic energy, think inner circle 10 years. It doesn't mean don't connect with people, it just means slow to trust. Watch how they show up consistently for you. Watch how you're showing up consistently for others as well. Super important, be consistent. All right, if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consult, and I am there for you. See you tomorrow.